237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. This is the day that the people in New England will be celebrating in just a few hours. If we can help you with your garden, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Mass with a question about rose bushes.
Good morning, Ann. How can we help you with your roses today?
Yes, I have a rose bush outside that's older, and I was wondering what fertilizer would be good for it.
Okay. First of all, the thing that you'll need to do, Ann, is this. In March, I want you to go outside, and I want you to prune it back a little bit to try and stimulate some new growth on that plant. Okay? I don't want you to chop it down to the ground or anything, but cut it back by about a third. And it really does make a big difference in breaking these dormant buds, and they'll make new branches for you. Okay? Then I want you to weed around the plant, get all the grass and anything that's there, and you need to make like an 18-inch or larger circle around the plant. A granular fertilizer will outlast a liquid. So if you use something like rose tone or any granular fertilizer, you should get 4 to 8 weeks of continuous feeding to that plant. Okay? If you use a liquid, Miracle-Gro is a great product, but for annuals and perennials, wonderful. For roses, you would really have to do it every 10 days to really push that rose into making it give you what you want. So a granular is better. And you would feed it April, May, June, July, August, September. That's it. Every single month. The more you feed your roses, the more they're going to flower for you. The other thing is, I want you to sign up for the newsletter, because there will be information on when to prune and how to prune in the days to come. It won't be for a while. But traditionally, the time for you to prune your roses, feed them, activate them, to get them going, is when the baseball season gets started for real. Now, for example, the Red Sox, they're leaving Fenway Park with all the equipment on Wednesday, coming to Florida, where they'll start to, you know, practice and get ready and see who's good and who's going to make it. You don't do it then. Wait until they go back to Boston and they play for real. That's your target for cutting back your roses, putting the first application, and say to yourself, a granular every month. My roses are hungry. But pruning will really, really stimulate them to branch out. And if you have any skinny branches, you know, really thin branches, get them out. Get all those little sucker, little skinny branches, get them right out of there so that all the energy goes to the larger branches. Take your pruners. Say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Snip, 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 snip. Prune it. Cut it at a slight angle. Fertilize them. And believe me, they will be the best roses that you've ever had. And by getting the newsletter, you will get information during the year on how to prune, how to fertilize. As a matter of fact, if you go to the archive, and I think it was 3 weeks ago, I did a story about some brand new roses. And these roses are disease resistant. No black spot on them. No powdery mildew on them. And that is a big, big thing if you're growing roses. So if you're looking to add roses, look for these new ones. So go to the newsletter, look in the archive, I think 3 weeks ago, and I did a story about some new roses that were released. They were developed in Holland, and they are disease resistant compared to what's out there today. And they will bloom all summer long. Okay? So go to the website, paulparent.com, sign up for the newsletter. While you're there, take a look at our trip that we're planning at the end of May. We're going to the Chelsea Flower Show in England. Now, timing for this is critical. You want to be there for the show. But I'll tell you, we were so fortunate. This year in England is the Queen's birthday, and it's a big one. And everybody wants to be there for the celebration. Also, it's the Olympic Games in England. And there'll be a ton of people. All the hotels are booked. All the airlines have increased the cost of the flight back and forth. We're going between the events when the rates of the hotel and the airfare is at the cheapest for the whole year. And I'll tell you, this garden tour, May 22nd through the 30th of the Chelsea Flower Show and several gardens are incredible. Look at it on the website. Just click on the garden tour. And if you want to get some information, there's a toll-free number, which is 800-322-9481. And they'll give you some information. It's almost sold out, so don't hesitate. And you won't believe it. My wife always tells people it's the best flower show that she has ever, ever been to. It's incredible. And if you go to my website and you click on the flower show, you can actually follow the links to go to every garden that we are going to. And you can see what these gardens look like. You can click on the flower show and see videos of what last year's gardens look like. It's unbelievable. It really, really is. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Steve from Cape Cod with a question about some winter weeds.
Hey, Steve, good morning. How can we help you out today with your weeds?
Good morning, Paul. Can you hear me clearly?
Nice and clear.
Good. I brought in some compost from the town dump a couple of years ago. Apparently, it's got some kind of weed in it. It's very low growing. That winter kill does not kill. And wondering how I can get rid of it because it seems to be spreading and it's a pain in the neck.
Okay. The best thing for you to do is probably spread in two ways. Now, did you notice if the weed made a flower?
It doesn't seem to make a flower. No. It just spreads.
Okay. Because if it made a flower, then it probably made seed. And once it makes a seed, it makes it in like a little capsule, like a pod. And when that pod dries, it will explode, throwing the seed all over the place, making it worse. Then you get weeds that spread with underground roots, and that really makes it bad. So, the best way, if you buy an aerosol can, you try and spray each weed, or a pump can, you run the risk of damaging the good plants around you. What I want you to do is this. Mix up a weed killer. Take a paintbrush. Duct tape the paintbrush to a yardstick. Dip the paintbrush in the weed killer and dab every weed. That way you target.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.55.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.98.97, $8.99.49 for a half ounce, or $4.49.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.98.97, $8.99.49, and $4.49.74.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a Brick Pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's cold outside, so stay in, okay, read your morning paper, get some pad of paper and a pen, make some notes, and better still call us, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pam from Maine with a question about clematis.
Hey, Pam, good morning. How can we help you today with your clematis?
Good morning, Paul. My question really is how to prune and when to prune.
Okay. How old are your plants?
Oh, probably 10 years old.
10 years old. I'll tell you, what I would do if they're good plants, they produce a lot of flowers, but you're beginning to get more foliage than you are flowers. You're getting a little bit of dead in there. I did this by accident 1 year, and my clematis plant was incredible. I was working at a nursery, and we had two big wooden gates that opened up that we close at the end of the day to close up the entrance. And during the day, we would open up the gates, and I would tie them to a post. And at this post, I planted clematis, and they were absolutely beautiful. The post was about 6 foot high, and this thing came up like crazy, and it was beautiful. Well, we had a windstorm, and the gate blew open, swung, hit the post, snapped it off, and cut the clematis to within about a foot of the ground, and I was devastated. So I cut it back, cleaned it up, put in the new post, fixed the gate, and limed it like crazy, and fed it with a granular food, and I used Hollytone. No, I used Plantone, because clematis like a real sweet soil. So stay away from acid fertilizer. That year, that clematis grew 4 feet and had the most beautiful flowers I have ever seen. So just walk up to the plant, and you can do this in early March before the new growth starts, and just cut it way back. It will rejuvenate. It'll come right back to life for you, and it will be absolutely beautiful. Sometimes plants just get to be so big and so bushy, and there's so much old growth that there's no foliage at the base of the plant any longer. And your flowers are all on top, and it's a big tangled mess. So just by cutting it back before the buds form, that way, while the plant is dormant in late March, early April, cut it back then, and all the energy that's stored in the roots will stimulate new growth. So weed around it, put some compost there, fertilize them, lime, and believe me, if you can lime your clematis every single year, you will see a big, big difference. If you have a wood stove, put some wood ash around it. But it does make a big, big difference. So every now and then, cut it back. You're going to say, oh, my God, what did I do? Believe me, it will come back with vengeance. Okay? Try it. You'll like it. And let us know. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, we have open lines. So if you have a question, give us a call now. We'll put you right up, and we'll answer you on those particular questions. Now, in the newsletter this past week, one of the stories that I did was about ferns. There are ferns that you can plant in the sun, in partial shade, in full shade, in areas where the soil is relatively dry, or in soils that are moist to wet. There are ferns that grow in a clump, and there are ferns that will spread. So go to my website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, sign up for it while you're there, it's free, and read the story about ferns. There's a story about shade gardening, and you'll be amazed how easier it is to grow in the shade than the sun. And a garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Warning,
The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com, freesurvivalminicourse.com, or call 800-366-5138, 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are going to try to motivate you to start thinking positive, because spring is 45 days away and getting closer. You can begin to start things inside the house. Pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, violas, herbs of all types can be started in the house right now. And in the weeks to come, we'll be telling you what should be done. But think positive. 45 days to spring. Hey, Valentine's Day, 9 days away. So guys, if you're listening, don't forget. And ladies, you can send flowers to your favorite Valentines. Believe me, they appreciate it as much as you'd do receiving flowers from them. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Mass with a question about tulips.
Hey, John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
How are you? I took your advice back in November, and I went out and got a good deal on some bulbs, some tulips and daffodils, and put them in my pots and covered them up with a little pine needles, and I got them on a cold concrete floor in my carriage house. And I'm wondering, when's the best time to start bringing these in and putting them in a sunny window and, you know, getting some springtime feeling in the house?
Okay. When did you pot them, John?
Right around Thanksgiving. Maybe
okay,
the week before.
So they've been in the soil for 9 weeks, something like that, 10 weeks?
Yeah, right around the 24th, that's correct.
Okay, so I would think you can now, because most of your tulips and daffodils will take 10 to 12 weeks of potting time before they are ready for forcing. And the best way for you to tell, go outside in the carriage house, pull some of the straw out, grab a hole of one of your pots, turn it upside down, and tap the pot and lift the plastic pot out and see how the root system has developed. If there's a good root system visible to you, put the pot back in, bring in a couple of them, give them a good drink of water, put them in a sunny window, and they'll begin to grow. Now make sure that the plants in the carriage house get watered so that the soil doesn't dry out. Okay? So there's plenty of moisture on those bulbs. But you can start doing it anytime now. It'll take about a week. They'll begin to shoot. And within 3 weeks, you'll have color. So that once, the thing that you want to do is on your calendar, when you bring it in, write down, brought in, you know, two tulips, two daffodils today. A week from now, on that calendar, write down how much they grew. The following week, how much they grew. And that will give you some idea on how long it will take them from the time that you bring them in till they actually begin to flower. Now, as soon as you see that the buds are breaking and color is becoming visible, move those bulbs to a cool spot in your home. Not in the south-facing window, because if you do, they'll get sun all day. They're going to open faster, and the blooming will not be as long. So they can go in the south-facing window when you bring them in to motivate them to get them going. But once they get going, cool them down to extend the blooming cycle. When they get them blooming, cut off the faded flowers. Fertilize them with a liquid food like Miracle-Gro. Keep them actively growing for about a month. After a month, put them back in your carriage house. And then in April or May, plant them in your garden. And they'll rebloom the following year at their normal time. Now, when you plant them, make sure that you plant them 3 times deeper than the size of your bulb. Okay? So, for example, daffodils are about 3 inches in height, the bulb. And you need to have twice as much soil above them. So you're going to need to dig a hole, pull a pot off, set them in the hole so that there is 6 inches of soil above where they came out of your pot. And that way they're deep enough and they'll do much, much better. Tulips, on the other hand, are smaller. So instead of digging a hole 9 inches deep, you'll have to go about 6 inches deep, set your pot in, cover it with soil, and it will go. And don't cut off the foliage. Let the foliage mature. Put some plant tone fertilizer in the hole. Don't use bone meal, because if you put bone meal in the hole when you plant, your neighbor's dog, the raccoons, and the skunks will come and they'll dig them all up and you'll have a mess. So plant tone, if you have Milorganite fertilizer. Milorganite fertilizer is a good bulb food also. Totally organic, totally natural, and that will do a good job. Great question. And let us know how they come out, okay? Good luck. Enjoy. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Penny from York with a question about bulbs.
Hey, Penny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. You already answered my question, but I do have another one.
Okay.
It's about forsythia. I just brought some in yesterday and put them in water. And I'd like to actually root them so I could plant them later this summer.
Okay, yeah, you can. What you want to do is keep them in that vase of water, okay? The yellow flowers will come in about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more depending on the temperature of your house. The flowers will fall, and the plant will make green foliage. Now, once the flowers fall, I want you on a regular basis to change the water in that container every single week. And you're probably going to feel the inside of the container, and it may get kind of slimy. So wash your container, take the stems, and put them under warm running water just to get any algae that may build up on it. So keep the water clean, and roots will form in that vase of water. It'll probably take 6 weeks, maybe more. Then in the spring, when the threat of frost is over, bring them outside and plant them. And you want to put probably 4 or 5 cuttings together so that you've got something with some body, with some size to get started. So dig your hole, soften up the soil so it's really pliable, add some compost to it, and then very gently firm the soil. Don't push hard, because the root system that's coming out is growing at a 45-degree angle. And if you push hard on the soil, you could snap the roots. You do that, and you will have all the forsythia, pussy willows that you want. And it's very, very easy to do. You don't need any rooting powder. But the main thing is, make sure that you keep the water clean at all time. It does make a big, big difference. And every now and then, when you dump the old water, wash the vase, feel it. It will be slimy. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to enjoy what remains of winter. It's coming to an end. 45 days, we'll be out in the yard. Think positive. 855-660-4261. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alan from New Hampshire with a question about bugs.
Hey, Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love your show. And I look forward to it every week. And last weekend, I took the advice and bought one of those compost tumblers and looking forward to using it. I've got a new house out here, and the soil leaves a bit to be desired, but it, with the building up, I'm sure it'll work great. My question is, I have plants that I put outdoors every summer. I got 2 mandrills in a hanging basket. I've got a Christmas cactus, which is doing beautifully, and I got amaryllis, and a tropical hibiscus, which I bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And this fall, all of a sudden, I'm going to add another point here, that I do have a fireplace and a wood stove, but I keep all my wood outside and don't bring it in until I'm using it. And this fall, all of a sudden, I found like one beetle, which looks to me similar to like the longhorn beetle with the antenna, four legs. It's it looks similar to a squash beetle in the fact that it's flat.
Yeah.
It's a narrow body, and I was just wondering if it was something that could have come in on the plants or inside. I put an insecticide on them when I bring them in, but if it was something that would be burrowed down into the soil and hatched and came out. I found about six of them so far, and I haven't seen any in the past month. And they don't fly around. They just kind of sit on an object. I'll find them sitting on the back of a chair or on a picture frame or something, just all of a sudden being there. Any ideas?
If it's something that looks like the longhorn beetle, it's very possible that it came in from that firewood. Because they do live inside that firewood, and
I would hope I don't have that problem around here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the longhorn beetle is a real bad problem in like Worcester, Mass, Springfield area, and it's been spotted every place. But if it's only one or two here and there, next time you make a fire, roast them, throw them in there and dispose of them. But it's very possible that this beetle-type insect has come in with a plant that was outside. And again, if it's only a few here and there, just pick them off the plant, squeeze them with a Kleenex and flush them down the toilet. And that should be the end of it. If you were keeping your firewood inside the house and you started seeing great numbers, then that would be concerned. But check the wood pile and see if there's any there now.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the Compost Tumbler. The Compost Tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The Compost Tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Mass with a question about dahlias.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have a
my pleasure.
I have a couple of questions. The first one is about dahlias. I have dahlias in my yard, and I went to see your garden, and I think it was July, and everybody had dahlias out. Mine didn't come out till end of August. I have great plants, but not enough flowers. What am I doing wrong? I think it's the pinching. I'm not sure how to pinch when they come up. The other thing
Okay.
Go ahead.
What was your second question?
Okay. The second one is I have high top blueberries that I purchased, and I kept one of them in a pot because they said it was okay to do that. And now I left it out in the winter. Is that a bad move? And how can I get it to start up again in the spring? Or have
okay.
I lost it?
On your blueberry, is it in a large container?
About 12-inch diameter.
And how big is the plant itself?
Oh, it's very little. It's only about 10 inches tall, 12 inches. Not 12 about, inches tall. It looks
okay.
like it's
is
six
it,
now.
is it in a sheltered area?
No.
Okay. If you could move it like up against the foundation of the house so it's out of the wind, the month that is the most destructive for our plants is the month of February. The reason is your days are getting longer. The sun is getting higher in the sky. It's warming up faster. so that you get freezing and thawing, freezing and thawing. And when that happens, that's when you have damage. So move it out of the wind, move it someplace even in the shade, and it should be okay. Now, on your dahlias, are you starting them in the house or are you starting them in the garden?
I'm starting them in the garden, but when I asked the people in Maine, they said they started them in May, the same time I did. I thought in the garden, too.
Okay. What I want you to do this year is this. You have to say to yourself, the better I prepare the soil, the better the plant is going to do.
Okay.
So I want you to dig a hole. I want you to put a whole shovel of compost or a half a shovel of cow manure in that hole. Blend it all in. Set your plant in, and then once it's covered, put a handful of granular fertilizer, like Flower Tone or Bulb Tone, right on top of the soil. Scratch it in a little bit. When it comes up, keep hitting it with a liquid food. And I'll tell you, the one plant food that I've had good results with bulbs is this Plant Thrive with the mycorrhiza. It really, really does push those plants. Now, when your dahlia is about 12 to 18 inches in height, if you want to kind of pinch it back at that point, you can. If it is a variety that's going to stay under 2 feet, don't pinch it. Just leave it alone. If it's going to be a big, tall one, 3 feet or more, then pinch it. So the low-growing ones, don't pinch. 2 feet or less, let it go, and you would do the pinching as they flower. But this is a bulb, and the bulb is hungry. So if you can prepare the soil at planting, and believe me, a whole shovelful of compost, half a shovelful of manure, really work that soil, get it looking good, and it's going to pay off. Now, the other thing that works well, I worked in greenhouses for 25 years. And every time we potted something, every time, not just pot, but every single time we potted something, we added Osmocote pellets. The reason is, every time we watered, every time it rained, that plant was fed. So put some